Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and empowering the good in our community. This show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of Middle Tennessee, the organizations and individuals leading by example to fuel change, and how we can make a difference. Now here's your host, City Current CEO, Jeremy Park.
Welcome to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're always honored to bring you inspiring stories of individuals, organizations, making a difference, powering the good. And with that, we're going to talk about the Turner Family Center for Social Ventures. We're joined by their director, Mario Avila. How are you doing, Mario?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here and just can't wait to dig in a little bit and spend some time with you all.
So love everything you're doing. And when you talk about using the students, the graduate students, mm-hmm. the relationships, the business community to create social change, to fight poverty, that's kind of the mission here. But give us obviously the official mission and the purpose when you talk about the Turner Family Center for Social Ventures.
You hit the nail on the head. I think just with our name, it's such a mouthful, right? The Turner Family Center for Social Ventures at Vanderbilt University, housed within the business school, the Owen Graduate School of Management. So it's a mouthful. At the end of the day, right, what we are is a group of graduate students, faculty, staff members that came together to say it's in order to create true change, not only, right, obviously here in Nashville in our backyard, but as we think about our impact, especially as graduate students, is how do we do that in a form of leadership, right? And focusing on the individual. So focusing on those individuals that are going through this really life-changing time where they said, you know what, I'm giving myself 2-3 years sometimes. If you're on a PhD program, it's a little bit longer, but for most of our students, they're in 2-year programs and they're adults that have work experience that have said, I am gonna allow my brain and my thoughts to be malleable. And so what is it that I could do moving forward? And for us, it's really a focus on how can you be the most ethical and moral leader as you move on with your profession? And so I say profession because while we're housed at the business school at Vanderbilt, we work across the 8 graduate schools of the university because that's one of our main focus, right? So it's about leadership development with an intention on how we solve the world's most difficult problems and help support those organizations that are doing that. But we have to do it together from the different disciplines. So, you can't have a bunch of lawyers, a bunch of business people, doctors doing it in a silo. We need to bring them together to create solutions that are actually actionable. And then the hope is that long-term they become a true solution for the communities that they're implementing on.
And I love the fact that it comes out of the business school in the sense that when you look at the big trend within CSR and the social B Corps and, you know, the fact that purpose really is now a main piece of corporate success, but using corporate resources, corporate leadership to get them not only skin in the game, but to create the catalyst. And then to your point, to draw in all the various sides, because to create change, you have to have everyone at the table, including those you're serving. And so to be able to have that holistic approach of everyone, but yet using business resources, metrics, strategies, implementation, all of those creates actionable opportunities to really lift.
And so that's another, when you think about the mouthful, and we're trying to get better at how we talk about the work that we do in a very concise manner. I think one of the things that is a highlight, right? So we always say it's about student leadership. It's about being interdisciplinary. And then the overarching component of that is also market forces. So the ability to work with the market instead of against it, because unfortunately often on both sides, as we talk about the social enterprise spectrum, you have government and you have traditional businesses, although you're starting to see less of those that don't necessarily care about the environment, the communities, the social impact. You need to be able to work within the market to be able to create that long-term sustainable change. If not, you know, you'll keep doing this as whether it's, and not to say that it's a nonprofit, right? But I would say from a government, more of a nonprofit history is they're not necessarily working with the market. And so bringing those together makes, we think, is the way to do it. And again, that's one way of looking at it. And that's for us, that's kind of our theory of change, is that we need to work with the market and bring in business models into these projects, into these organizations, into these businesses.
Walk us through kind of what a typical year, I mean, obviously we'll talk about some mm-hmm. of the impact with COVID and the changes, but walk us through what a typical year would look like.
I'll do it from a lens of a student, right? You tend to be someone that isn't in Nashville, that's coming from one of the coasts to Nashville for a 2-year degree. And you've currently the type of students that we are getting, and it's been a big shift, and you mentioned B Corps and social impact and CSR. A lot of undergraduate institutions are starting to and have been teaching to this, right? So there's been more of an interest in it. Consumerism at its best, we're seeing it in the things that we wear and the food that we eat. So students are interested in it. So I talk about it often. A typical student that comes in to engage with our center is coming in because they've been working Monday through Friday and going to church on Sunday. And they're saying, hey, I want to bring those things together. Now, it might be within a specific job title or role or organization, or just to say, I need to be able to make the right amount of salary so that this part of my life can also be engaged. And so that's typically the initial kind of, I would call them these sessions, right? Is that we meet with students and that's how they engage. And they say, this is what I want to do. And then for us is, how do we start to create a pathway for you? Because each student is very specific and it's an individual, right? And we say, what are your interests? Where is it that you want to be 25 years from now? So how are we going to get you there? And how can we start to work on these two things that might be separate for the first 5 years after you graduate, but over the next 2 years as you engage in the center, what ways in which are there in which you can engage? So one of them is our Board Fellows program, where we match graduate students with local nonprofits to be thoughtful about how, what it means to be a governance member of an organization. Whether it's jumping on one of our classes where you're actually going out and rolling up your sleeves as a consultant to a local business or organization that does this work. So it in many ways, right, after one of those initial meetings with one of our staff, faculty, or student leaders, it becomes a build your own adventure type of game of, yeah, what is it that you're interested in? How do we get you there? And how can you pull and draw on the things that are interesting to you to fulfill those long-term interests, both personal and from a career perspective.
Well, and I think that's where the magic happens is when, mm-hmm, you talk about purpose, it's personal. And so being able to tap into their personal purpose then becomes that fuel for them to power the good, which creates that ripple effect in their personal life and in their professional life too. I mean, everything that we stand for at City Current is exactly what we're talking about here. Share on your end in terms of COVID-19 and obviously some of the adjustments, what has that been like in terms of managing through in a little different time?
You know what, we talk about the history of our center starting 5 years ago when I was recruited to come on to launch the center as a first founding director. The reality is we've been doing this work specifically within Owen and the graduate student population for 15 to 16 years. So it started with a class program developed by students and one of our faculty members, Bart Victor, who's a long-term friend. He was my professor when I was a student. And so it really focused on this idea of poverty alleviation through business. And so it's a course that brings together 40 students from across the university. Those engagements are focused on an international setting. So we were traveling to Ethiopia, Bangladesh, Guatemala. And so that was the initial kind of push for the work that we were doing. And so I bring that up because we have this long history of work. That's also one of those things I like repeating this phrase, you're not a prophet in your own land. And so often for our students, especially if they've been living in Nashville or wherever they're at, you know, the allure of going and doing some of this work elsewhere is important and interesting to them, travel, experience, right? Seeing something different. So to that point, we've done this work for 15 years. It's one of the big highlights of the work that we do in getting these students to go out and work with our partners all over the globe. COVID hits. And across the university, we were one of the first to hit because as Vanderbilt, we send thousands of students, faculty, staff to do research all over the globe. And so we had to start calling people back. So that's when the reality hit us mid to late February when we actually had students that were on a plane to Lagos, Nigeria, that we literally had to get back to the country because they had some cases that were happening. So that upended everything for us.
Yeah.
And so soon after that, we activated our student leaders and we said, how can we deliver everything that we do virtually? And so, you know, what really happened, Jeremy, was our first work was wrapping up the projects that we had, but it quickly turned to how do we help support our students who need to get a job? And so in many ways, we kind of helped become this placement agency, both with nonprofits that said, we need some help, businesses that said, yes, I'm willing to take some talent. And then for us was, hey, as a student, where do you need to go? What are the kind of bills that you have to pay? And how can we help you get there? Right. So this blend of yes, I want to follow my careers, but then I also just have to pay my rent. Yeah. So I think for us, that was the big change. Then we were able to take a step back and say, okay, how can we be creative here? What else can we do? And so we did some really cool and exciting things over the summer that I'm happy to go into later, but focus more around our student athletes at Vanderbilt.
Well, give us one, I mean, and maybe this kind of ties in, but give us one example. When you talk about important lessons that you're wanting the students to learn, how you're looking, you know, for that transformation. Mm-hmm. Give us an example of one of the ways or one of the lessons or one of the things that you think is an important transformation that you're trying to infuse within the students. And I'm thinking purpose, obviously, that fire, that learning, that serving others will change you in the process. But what's something in there that you're, through the experience, you're looking for this sort of transformation?
So you made a comment earlier, and what we often tell students, especially around purpose, is that, you know, what's in here and what's driving you. And when you look back at your life, whether it's faith-based or community-based, family-based, whatever that is, that's your driver. I can't teach you that. I can't. What we can do is help you understand what that is that you value and how we help grow that into a meaningful balance from your work and your personal life. And so for us, it's really that clarity that students, there's a multitude of programs. And unfortunately, the thing that I always am challenged with is, like typical nonprofits, we have so many programs, and it's on purpose because, again, not everything fits each student. And so they're able to lead something or create something new that they're very passionate. So for us, it's really that transformation of that one meeting where I say, no, hold on, Jeremy, there's so many things that we could do. What are you interested in? What is it that you want to become? And how do I help you get there? Versus just putting them through the ringer of typical, take these classes, do this, and this is the type of job you're going to get. We really turn it upside down and we say, hey, you're in control. I'm here to help you, but how do we get there? And so to me, that's one of those biggest things. And from that, you could take anything. Again, I'll go back to this program that I'm really excited about with our board fellows piece, to really be allowing students to structure how they can be governance members and support nonprofits across the city. To one of the other ones that I've been really excited about too is our emerging impact leaders. So it's a cohort of students that come together, and it's really about fellowship. It's really about understanding what that med student feels and what the law student feels, and just coming together, breaking bread, and understanding the other side of it. Because often we're so siloed in these programs that the ability to really go deep with someone else and to learn about who you are, what makes you cry, what makes you tick, who your family is. I mean, those are the long-term, lifelong friendships and change that really happens.
Wrap up and talk about how we can help, and then obviously where we go to raise our hand in terms of website and, you know, all the contact information. So how do we help and where do we go?
How do we help? So partnerships, right? They're always important. It's a two-way street. So the easiest way to look at the work that we've done, reading our blog posts, look at the history, is turnerfamilycenter.com. That'll take you to our center's website and opportunities to engage, how to do that. Ways to help, right? So ways to help, it's what's keeping you up at night. What is that project? What is that business challenge that you have? How, are you not providing to your constituents, your beneficiaries, what you say you're doing? How can we help you, right? Because we have an army of amazing, smart, intelligent students that are willing to roll up their sleeves, and we're that conduit. The reason why I love what I'm doing now versus my time as an entrepreneur is I'm playing matchmaker. And so we have extremely hungry graduate students that are willing to help and support, both not only from intellectually their heads, but they're also going to be long-term donors and supporters and consumers of products. So I think it's that is literally asking you the same question. What is it? What's the purpose of your organization? What are you doing? And what's keeping you up at night? Let us help you do that, because you will gain those long-term relationships, those long-term understandings of how you engage with a very specific demographic, right? That is in many ways at the echelon of the business, medical, law careers that I think we need to continue to tap into.
Last question is just, where do we go to learn more? So you mentioned the website, but mention it again. Yeah. And any social media or anywhere else?
So turnerfamilycenter.com at a university, from the business school perspective, business.vanderbilt.edu. And then we're really active on our Instagram account where you can come on, and that's Vanderbilt TFC is our Instagram handle. So please engage and feel free to reach out and link in with us. set up a time to talk with any of our staff members or student leaders.
Awesome. Well, Mario, thank you for all you and your team do. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jeremy.